With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The University of Montana's academic budget will decrease by about $3 million heading into the next school year. UM President Sheila Stearns made that announcement Monday. This year's budget amounts to about $146 million.
Those of you who served on the budget committee have seen some scenarios that dipped into the 130s. We're feeling pretty confident. We can bring that into the 143s to plan cautiously, but not recklessly, and to continue a conservative enrollment assumption, we have to consider reductions to get from 146 to 143.5.
UM Vice President of Administration and Finance Mike Reed points out there are still lots of unknowns, but says that projected $3 million budget reduction for 2018 is
a reduction in our revenues through enrollment. That's really the only reduction. It's basically, we've been working with the state. We should see the state funds identical to what they were in FY17. The commissioner's working very hard to make sure of that. So really it's our enrollment and the fewer students we have that's driving that number right now.
That means that enticing existing students to complete their education at UM while simultaneously recruiting more students, thousands more, is job number one at the Missoula campus these days. Enrollment now stands at roughly 11,600 students and is projected to remain at that level for at least another couple of years. That's down about 3,500 students from 2009. Those numbers prompted President Stearns to open her campus update Monday with a question.
How many of you in this room consider that recruiting and retention have something to do with your job or responsibilities?
Almost everybody, some 200 people, immediately raised their hands.
And for that, I thank you, because it has to do with the entire health of the university, what we do, and especially when it comes to retaining students.
Meanwhile, Stearns has named a group to recommend possible staff and program cutbacks to match the university's budget reality. It will be made up of 7 faculty members, 4 staffers, 4 student reps, and 3 administrative members. The team's work will be guided by an overarching strategic plan for UM. Brock Tessman, a UM administrator, chairs the Strategic Plan Coordinating Council.
Last Friday, we shared a preliminary draft copy of the strategic plan with President Stearns. And I imagine it's just about figuring out exactly the right time to share it more widely with the campus community.
Tessman says he suspects details of the strategic plan will be released soon. Sheila Stearns, UM's interim president, reports the university's presidential search committee will review applications throughout the summer and likely hold on-campus interviews sometime in the fall. Stearns closed her campus presentation by accentuating UM's positives, encouraging employees to not ignore UM's challenges and problems, but to simultaneously not obsess over the negatives.
We are a wonderful flagship public regional university with a tremendously admired liberal arts core, and there are few universities that can match our combination of that with our setting, with our people. We have to be proud of that and echo it over and over.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.